Good morning. Peace be with you. Thank you. As we begin this Advent season, I think that our responsorial psalm sums it up beautifully. O Lord, I wait, my soul in stillness, for you are my hope. For you, O Lord, I wait in stillness of my soul, for you are my hope. And that's what we celebrate in the coming and the birth of Jesus Christ, the incarnation, God coming to us as our salvation. It is a preparation for that gift of his love so that we understand the message of our salvation. The Lenten season is one when we offer ourselves in preparation for his death and resurrection, but the Advent season calls us to a stillness of our souls so that joyfully we can receive him as a child. The readings beg three things for that type of joy. We need to have, first and foremost, laser focus, proper preparation and practice, so that when he comes, we'll be ready to receive him, and then he will be ready to receive us in his second coming into his eternal kingdom. Those three things, laser focus, proper preparation, and practice, also follow very closely to how you become successful as a basketball player. Those were important things when I played high school basketball, to have a part of your repertoire for each and every game. Laser focus. I remember that our junior year, we lost in the playoffs to St. Mary's of the Mount in Pittsburgh, and we had them on our schedule for the middle of the year, our senior year, so of course, it was a revenge game. Not that we know anything about upcoming revenge games around here today. But it was a game we definitely wanted to win. Both teams had all returning starters, so we knew it was going to be a grudge match and it was going to be a great game. And it came down to the final seconds of the game. We had stolen the ball and called timeout for the last play. And I remember going over to the huddle off to the side, and I was so distracted by the incredible noise of the crowd, and I started looking around, and there's my dad, and there's the cheerleaders, and all of a sudden, you know, I'm just looking, and I hear, "Are you paying attention?" And I'm with my coach, and I said, "Yeah, coach." He grabs me by the jersey, pulls me to my knees. He says, "What's the play?" He says, "You don't know what the play is?" I said, "No." He says, "Get out of here." And he put John Clever, the junior, in, because the play was for me to receive the last opportunity to score. And I sat on the bench, and John Clever went in, and of course he scored, and we won. Not having that laser focus caused me an opportunity in that particular game. Proper preparation, too, for every game is very important. We had a player, Tommy Bazuski. He started as a sophomore. So as we were coming to the end of our senior year, he was going to break the school's record for most consecutive starts on our basketball team. We have a long history at St. Joe's High School. And so we were all excited for him to have that opportunity. But this was in the 70s, late 70s, when there was really the gas crisis, right? So they only put the heat on right before the games. And our locker room was freezing cold. So we hurried up and got dressed and put up our warm-up jackets so that we could stay warm. We went upstairs and we warmed up. And as the whistle sounded for us five to go on the court, Tommy takes off his warm-up jacket and he had forgotten to put on his jersey. Yeah. So he had run downstairs and get his jersey on, and he missed the opportunity to start and also his record for consecutive starts for the team. Practice. You got to practice so that you know exactly what's going to happen when that time comes. Jesus says in the gospel today, one will be left and one will be taken. And it is that practice at proper preparation and laser focus that will allow us to be the one who will be gathered up in the love of Christ. Once in practice, our coach stopped practice and he said to me, he says, "Okay," he says, "I want you to tell me what you're doing." That's always scary when the coach asks you what you're doing. He says, "I want to know when you're shooting from close in, are you aiming for over the front of the rim or are you aiming for the backboard?" He says, it doesn't seem like you have an idea which you're doing. I said, I don't, coach. He says, well, choose one. I said, okay, I'm going to choose the backboard. When I'm here, I'll use the backboard. He said, good. He says, you know why? I said, because I'll become more consistent in my shooting. He says, no, you'll still miss, but at least you'll know where to rebound the ball from. You got to love the honesty of coaches, right? But that's basketball. But Advent, in the preparation for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, how does laser focus, proper preparation, and practice help us? What does that look like? It looks like the Blessed Virgin Mary. Mary's laser focus before the Annunciation was because she was full of grace. She was conceived without sin and was always aware that that gift was given to her. She was aware of the brokenness of the world around her. She remained laser focused on that interior life that was given to her. So when the angel came and told her that you will conceive a child by the Holy Spirit, she was able to say, let me be the handmaiden of the Lord. It was that laser focus that allowed, as we prayed in our responsorial song, for her soul in stillness to wait and to be able to proclaim, my soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, my God and Savior. Mary also had that proper preparation before the birth of her son. She immediately went to Elizabeth to prepare Elizabeth to not only share the joy of the coming of their salvation, but also to prepare Elizabeth for the special role that John would play as the forerunner, that John would be the one who would announce the coming of the Son of God. She also helped Joseph prepare, and probably was one of the more difficult things to do, to help him understand why she was with child and the role that he would play as a foster father. She furthered that preparation by allowing Joseph to lead her to Bethlehem, to the house of bread, for the birth of her son, to Egypt for protection of her son. Mary's practice also was that for which showed us how to be a true disciple of Jesus, her son, always becoming second to the gift that God had given, that she kept those things and pondered them within her heart. But the practice of her love for him not only allowed her to be at the foot of the cross, but also to share in the resurrection. So what should be our mission today as we enter into this Advent season? It surely should be that we take serious Mary as a model and have laser focus, proper preparation and practice, so that when he comes, we will be ready to receive him. And when he calls us, we'll be ready to enter into his eternal kingdom. Laser focus. Don't get distracted like I did by the noise and the lights, the shopping, the cookies, the decorating. Remain focused on the purpose of the season. Do the proper preparation. You know, one of the traditions that we started was to take the infant Jesus from our nativity set and to wrap it as a present. There's no better preparation than to have that present on the middle of your table, that you know the only present that matters is the coming presence of the Lord. That as this gift is opened first, then all other gifts are given in his name. The proper preparation leads to the practice that allows us to be prepared. And that is, what do we do prayerfully as a practice for the celebration of the birth of Christ? The little blue book, 13-minute meditations daily, is one way. The joyful mysteries of the Holy Rosary. Perhaps maybe attending a Tuesday evening Mass over at Immaculate Conception or a Saturday morning Mass, doing something a little bit different, so that our practice for the coming celebration will be fulfilled. If you do these things, I know that you will await the Lord with your soul in its stillness for you hope in him. And I promise to do the same.